question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Thanks for staying with us, everyone. Robert, Mary with you now for more of our World Travel get-together as we reconnect with show friend Phil Rosenthal and catch up on some of his most recent travels. First, however, we want to talk to you about Princess Cruise Lines. Actually, I have a member of our team who's right now, they're on a 14-day Princess Cruise Line. And for your next ocean cruise, Princess, they've asked us to share with you five great reasons to cruise with them. And they offer the best cruise line itineraries, immersive shore excursions, exclusive discovery at sea activities, fresh, authentic culinary experiences, memorable celebrations, and more. Check out princess.com for additional info and all their special offers, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right, and now it's time to check in with Phil Rosenthal and get an update on his latest travels surrounding his hit TV show on Netflix, Somebody Feed Phil. This is Phil's third appearance on the program with us, and I think what we enjoy about Phil's program, besides the fact that it's food-centric, and who doesn't love that, is the way he mixes in a healthy portion of travel, culture, and of course, a great sense of humor. To maximize our time with Phil today, since he's holding on the show hotline, let's get right to him.
Nice to reconnect with you, Phil, since next week is...
Hello.
I was just going to say to you, since next week is America's national eating holiday, if you will, it somehow seems right that we have you joining us again today.
Perfect timing.
It is perfect timing, isn't it?
I'm thinking about my turkey.
as are all of us right now. All right, so listen, we've talked about so many of the great cities that you've experienced on Somebody Feed Phil in the earlier version of the show. We're going to get into a few more today. But I was thinking about you being back on the show today, and the question that I really most want to ask you, so I'm going to lead off with it, is how has all of your travels, you know, really changed you as a person since you started doing the show?
I'll be honest, it's the most mind-expanding thing I think anyone can do is travel. And so it's just made me happier to know that most people in the world are good, especially in today's times. It's very reassuring and delightful to go and not just be welcomed, but to make friends, genuine friends that, you know, since we filmed, I've even gone back to see, and they've come to L.A. and visited me.
Mm-hmm.
This is so positive and so life-changing and so wonderful to have in your life. I recommend it to everybody. Go, travel. I implore people all the time, in the show, off the show, go and travel. Just by being halfway decent person, just by being semi-polite, you're an ambassador of the United States.
Absolutely.
A much-needed ambassador.
Much needed.
And you make the world better by going, right?
Right.
And just being a human being. But what you're going to get in return, selfishly you should go, because your life will be so enriched and so much better and happier. I can't say enough good things about it. It's my favorite.
Well, you've given me the answer. You know what? I really appreciate it.
We talk about this a lot, that travel is almost like an equalizer. Everyone travels. Even if they don't, they love to watch other people and sort of live through their travels. Phil, let's dig in a little bit to hear a little bit where you've been. So this last season, Venice, Buenos Aires, Copenhagen, Cape Town, New York City, and Dublin. And people can certainly catch all of these episodes on Netflix. We can't cover them all today, right? But since you're talking about happiness and smiling and joy, I want to talk about our home city, New York. Robert and I grew up in New York City, as did you, correct?
Yep.
Okay. I think sometimes New York gets a bad rap around the world, right, as far as attitude and people. One of the things that you say in your New York episode is the best thing about New York are the New Yorkers. Maybe we're biased, but I'd love for you to share about
how we are biased.
That's okay. How special was that experience bringing that show to New York City for you?
It was a joy. I'll be honest, I was a little worried because, you know, it's the most photographed American city, I think. It's so well known. It seems like the capital of the world in many regards. And so many shows have been made about New York that I was a little bit intimidated. How am I going to do the definitive New York? How am I going to make mine special? And I realized I can't do the definitive New York. I can only do my New York.
Mm.
So that's what you see. And once I had that, I knew that I'd be okay and that the show would be okay. Because you can't argue with my New York. And it, I think it came out good because everyone has their New York. Right. And sometimes our New Yorks cross over, meaning our favorite place to eat, for instance, our favorite, you know, types of people, the gruff waiters at Peter Luger's, you know, who you have to understand, they have a sense of humor.
Yes,
they're
they do.
Not
right.
mean. There's a difference between gruff and mean.
Right.
And they're never mean. I don't think New Yorkers, I'm generalizing, are mean. I think they're brusque sometimes,
mm-hmm.
and they're no nonsense.
Well, they get to the point, right.
Right.
They get to the point
That's
because their lives are harried and hurried.
Right.
And so they don't have time for a lot of the, you know, superficial. But when they like you, they really like you. And there's nobody, there's no people on earth who are, can be more loving or, you know, more caring. Look how that city came together after 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
I happened to be there at the time. And it was absolutely beautiful. In the wake of such a horrific tragedy, there was this, I won't call it a silver lining, but this beautiful camaraderie, brotherhood,
well,
sisterhood.
We all came together, and that had a ripple effect out throughout the
yes.
entire country, but
that's right.
really,
no question
world,
that it started.
Yeah.
So, you know, I want to ask you, you know, as you talk about some of these cities, we just talked about New York, but you had
yep.
a great experience in Dublin. I love
yeah.
Venice and the pizza and that. But I have to ask you, you know, I'm sure you've heard the saying that a smile is worth 1,000 words, right?
A picture is.
Well,
so
well
I guess a smile is worth a lot, too. Yes.
Well, that's true. All right. So, but as I've watched you travel the world, Phil, you know, you seem to have this perpetual happy smile on your face. So I really, what is it? I mean, is it the
There's
food?
There's a good reason for that.
Well,
I'm happy.
Well, I know you're happy, but
He's
is it the food?
Making friends all
is
over.
Is it the different cultures, the people? What's
yes.
making you smile so much?
I get to do this.
Well, that
only... it took me 10 years to get this show, right? Mm. It wasn't, they don't just hand these out. You have to have an idea. You have to have a, you have to sell it. You have to make your case. Why you? Why should they give you a food and travel show, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I had to have something to offer. And I realized in this world where there are so many, the only thing that I could offer was my stupid sense of humor and this kind of enthusiasm that I genuinely have. There's no acting on the show. When you see my face light up when I take a bite of something delicious, it's genuine. And I thought that that enthusiasm would get you to travel. That's the message of the show. I'm just using food and hopefully humor as the way in to get you to travel because I honestly think it'll make the world
all
better.
All right, so let me ask you this then. So, you know, on this program, I'm always saying, or Mary's saying, or even Rudy, you know, our objective is to educate, it's to entice, it's to empower the audience to really just go experience the world because, as we said earlier, when you do, you are a better person for it, but the other people
yep.
you meet. So from what I just heard, that pretty much is very similar to what you're saying with
exactly.
somebody feed Phil.
Yes, we just come at it from slightly different points of view. As different as we are as people, so are our shows.
Mm-hmm.
And Anthony Bourdain, rest his soul, he had his point of view.
Mm-hmm.
And he evolved over the 18 years that he was doing his show into a world-class journalist. And that became his point of view.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're going to continue to, you know, watch the show. I always ask this every time you're on. Certainly, we're preparing for season 3. Should we be excited for that?
Not only should you be excited, but you should call Netflix and tell them you want season 3.
All right. We will.
And for you, you know, because you had the first year that was on PBS, so when we're saying season 3, realistically,
yes.
it's season 4 for you, but for
you're
Netflix,
right.
it's on season 3.
That's right.
All right. So,
in HD.
Listen, Phil, we're on about 380-some-odd stations around the country. So everybody out there across the country, you need to get on the computer, whatever it is, you know, because I doubt we're going to call Netflix anymore in the world we live in, and say, I need more Somebody Feed Phil.
Oh, very nice. Thank you.
Well, Phil, that is our Thanksgiving gift to you, so
it
we hope you have a very good one.
Always great catching up with you.
Happy Thanksgiving, you guys. Thanks
Happy
so much.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Right, take
Thank
care.
You.
Thanks,
take
Phil.
Care,
Thanks
Phil.
So much.
Bye-bye.
All right. I so enjoyed talking to Phil Rosenthal, Mary. We could go on for the entire rest of the show.
Great guy. And really, if you haven't caught that show on Netflix, the episodes are there. Strongly encourage you to watch it. If you need a good laugh And
I'll tell you this right now. Thanksgiving is this coming week, as we've talked about.
His eyes.
Everyone wants to binge watch. You can go watch it. You can go watch season two. You can watch season one. You can even see the other version of the show as well.
They're all there.
So check that out. Somebody Feed Phil on Netflix. Go do that. All right. And right now, we're going to have to take a break. So we hope you'll stay right where you are, as there's more RM World travel from coast to coast, border to border, and up into Canada, as I always like to remind you, when Mary and I return with more RM World travel after these sponsor messages.
To join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call 800-387-8025 or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.